I think it's a very interesting time in our country's history. It's a period of transition. It's an inflection point, because I think there is a very significant fellowship among Americans. I think that in general we have always been able to come together despite our differences after elections, because you know the spirit of we're all Americans has generally won the day. It hasn't always been easy. The last several election cycles, I would say, since I've been very politically involved, I've been probably a little bit more contentious than when I was much younger. But I'm happy to be here. I am uncomfortable with the choice. It's not something that any of us are very pleased with. We would, as Republicans, we would have liked to see many other, almost anyone else as our candidate. I am always disappointed. Every 4 years, the guy that I think is the one that's the best one never wins. Because either he doesn't want it bad enough, he's not crazy enough to go through it, he gets tired, or he simply doesn't have the energy to keep going in the light of the very awful spotlight and the awful pressure that it means to run for president. In any case, I would have preferred somebody else. So it's difficult. It's not pleasant to be here, but I think it's definitely a responsibility that we have. I don't know what Trump is going to do. I think that there are certain indicators that he could make good decisions. I think that he's, people that know him well personally tell me that he's a good man. We have heard a lot of stories, and I think the worst, if we take the worst that you say about him, the worst stories, the worst of his personality and behavior, the worst you could say is that he's a sleazebag businessman. Okay? But that's not a criminal. And there have been, it's kind of a joke, but there have been other sleazebags in the White House before, and the country hasn't collapsed. And I don't need to name names, but we know who they are.
My name is Sandrine Dixon-DeClev, and I'm one of the spokespeople for Democrats Abroad Belgium. I think the main issue with regard to the campaign is actually that we didn't stick to the issues. I think Hillary Clinton tried to stick to the issues, but got caught up in a lot of the accusations and the hatred that was coming out from Donald Trump. And I think that's one of the key problems that we're seeing coming out of this campaign. And how do we actually repair the disconnect with some of the people in the United States?